Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Horticulture Week editor Matthew Appleby, and this is the Horticulture Week podcast. And today I'm with Alvin Hunt, CEO of Hexafly, and Pablo Canales Prati, an independent agronomist from Green Connection. And today we're talking about the fascinating subject of vertical insect farming. And Hexafly is Ireland's only vertical insect farm, and it's accredited by the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine. And Hexafly farms the black soldier fly using industrial food waste to make a range of protein derivatives. So, Alvin, just to begin with, can you tell us a bit more about yourself and how you got into all this?
Hi, Matthew, and thanks for having us on. So both myself and my co-founder, John Lynham, we met in college, and after we graduated, we wanted to work in agriculture and we wanted to do something with a focus on sustainability. So we started investigating insects, and we were able to find out about their amazing properties in relation to protein, their life cycle, and their ability to convert waste. So we took the plunge and we decided to get into insect farming, and the company has grown and developed over the last couple of years. So that's pretty much a quick background into how we got into it.
Wow, thanks, Alvin. And Pablo, you're an agronomist. So what's your background?
Hi, Matthew. Well, I come from Chile as an agronomist. I studied in Germany my master's, and then I moved to the UK after probably 8 years successfully working on the fertilizer and biostimulant industry in the UK. I started to take products into the export markets. And since then, I have been basically moving around the world a little bit. Now I am in France. My company, Green Connection, is starting to do consultancy to companies, innovative companies like Hexafly, for example. And what I do right now is just connect great technologies to customers all around the world.
Okay, so Alvin, what are insect castings or chitin, and why haven't we heard about it all until now?
Insect farming in general is quite a new industry. So we use black soldier fly, and what happens is we take in the food waste from a number of different industries, and we also take in distillery byproduct. We use the insect black soldier fly to bioconvert that food waste, and what remains after they have eaten and bioconverted that is called frass, which is the insect manure. And that product then is your organic fertilizer. It's then heat treated, it's milled and pelletized. So it's a relatively new product. It's new on the market, but it's growing. The industry worldwide for insect farming and black soldier fly is growing rapidly. And its applications as an organic fertilizer is gaining more and more momentum and interest.
How is the insect fertilizer helping fight climate change?
So in a number of ways. Firstly, the system that we use in terms of insect farming is a vertical farming system. So it uses very little water, very little land usage, and it's able to produce a huge amount of protein in a very small square foot percentage. There's no antibiotics used in any of the process. Everything is natural and it's a zero waste system. One of the other things that it's saving on is air miles. So, for example, huge amounts of animal feed and fertilizer are imported into the UK and Ireland every year from across the world. Whereas with insect farming and its vertical farming system, you're producing that protein and you're producing that fertilizer locally for the, you know, for that domestic market. So if you compare insect farming to other farming methods, it would be a 90% reduction in CO2 emissions by comparison. And it would also be one of the most efficient forms of protein production on the planet. So that's really how it's helping climate change.
That's amazing. Now, Pablo, can you tell us how the chitin in hexafras activates the natural immune defense system of plants, please?
Well, sure. That's a very interesting story, actually. To understand the relationship between chitin and insects and plants, we need to go back to the fact that insects and fungi are made out of chitin mainly. So plants have been dealing with insects and diseases for a long time. So the fact that plants basically can sense the presence of chitin makes the product, let's say, very attractive for farmers and growers. So we have here is an interaction that has been taking place for millennia, probably. So plants can basically sense chitin either on the leaves, in the roots, and it's because plants basically prepare their defenses when they sense the presence of an insect or a fungi. So chitin is being the messenger between insects and plants to say, well, basically, we are here, we are going to attack you, and plants read that message and say, well, we are going to prepare our defenses. So in a way, chitin in nature is working as a vaccine as well, because plants, when they sense the presence of chitin, they are primed and they are much better prepared to withstand any attack or any fungal disease. So chitin is probably it's the second most abundant polysaccharide in nature after cellulose. So it's all around us. It's basically everywhere. It's not in plants, it's not in animals, but it's in everything almost that is around in the soils. So plants know very well chitin. They have developed all these defense systems to detect chitin. And basically chitin is giving the plants the kick to say, well, we need to get ready for attacks. So this is how chitin is basically working on the plant and in nature.
Okay, I'm learning a lot today. I couldn't even pronounce the word before today. But anyway, what are the specific nutritional attributes of hexafras, Pablo? And how do they compare with a standard organic fertilizer?
Well, after a few rounds of analysis and labs, we have seen that chitin, in terms of NPK, it's a 4-3-1 product. It's quite effective for growers because one thing is it comes with 73% of dry matter. So it's very little water on the product. So you are not basically buying water. But also 24% of the product is made out of proteins. And proteins, as well, probably most growers would know, proteins are really high quality forms of nitrogen, potassium, phosphorus, and carbon. Proteins, when they break down in the soil, let's say, they become amino acids or amino acids, and these amino acids can be taken up by plants directly. So that saves energy to the plant, that saves time to the plant. So it's a really high quality food for plants, if you want. And with this high content of protein, the 4-3-2 NPK also is quite balanced. It's not going to give a push of high nitrogen to plants. So it's not going to have this lushy growth that no one really wants in the season. And it also comes with calcium, magnesium at sort of 1%. So which is quite balanced for calcium to magnesium. Also, when we look at, for example, the micro elements, I was just comparing that last night, and I would say, well, this 1/5 to half of the content of trace elements that you find in a water-soluble fertilizer, in a synthetic fertilizer. So it's a quite powerful package of nutrients and micronutrients. And the fact that this product is mainly proteins makes the slow release of the nitrogen a good attribute. Compared to chicken manure, for example, chicken manure is just NPK, but mainly ammonia. And it's readily available to plants. It can kick the plant very quickly and it even can harm the plant sometimes if you put too much. Whereas this one is protein, so it would release much slower through the season. So in terms of attribute, I think it's a much superior product than other type of products in the market at the moment, plus the chitin benefits.
So for the user, what changes can they expect after continuous use of Hexafras?
Well, if we start thinking about the benefits of chitin, the levels of chitin will start building up in the soil. There's plenty of research showing that chitin can increase the root mass of plants. So you are creating a much better environment for establishing crops. The other benefit is that if you start feeding your soil and your microbes in the soil with high quality protein instead of just carbon, for example, they can also create a much better environment for, let's say, balance these opportunistic diseases like those that affect plant root growth at the beginning. So I would say it's a much high quality nutrition. The soil will increase in carbon content. It will increase also in water holding capacity, which is very important in these days with the lack of rain. And definitely you would probably need less fertilizer used in the soil because you are creating a sort of silo, or if you want a sort of backup of slow release materials there in the soil. So it's more about investing in your microbes, in your slow release sources of nitrogen than in readily available nitrogen as we do normally in agriculture.
Can you tell me a bit more about how Hexafras would help soil and plants, and how is the best way to apply it?
Well, it's very simple. I think the best way to use these organic amendments or let's say applications is to try to incorporate the pellet or the material into the soil, at least within the first 5 centimeters of the soil. That would allow to have less volatilization of the nitrogen, less losses of the nitrogen, and it's also going to be directly in contact with the microbes in the soil. So that would allow for the product to be broken down by the microbes more easily. You also get more benefits on the water retention capacity if you incorporate the product in the soil. It could be applied fairly easy at, let's say, end of winter, beginning of the springtime. You can top up the soils with maybe a sort of midsummer applications if you want to put some more extra nitrogen and extra benefits on that. If you are preparing your growing media, your compost, you can also add a few scoops, let's say, in a few liters of that. I just did that and I'm having great results with my tomatoes. And it's not harming the plant. It's not really something that you can be worried about. It can only bring benefits. I think the best way to use it, for example, if you have shrubs or bushes, is just to spread a few pellets around the bushes and let them there for the sort of natural breakdown. And this is how it works, really. It's very simple. I think growers, people are used to use this type of pellets. And I would say the best way is just to incorporate it into the soil twice in a season would be fine. If you are a lettuce grower, professional horticultural grower, then I would say maybe we need to look at probably different formats, the loose material, which is not the pellet, or it's still the pellet, but then you have a much quicker cycle in the seasons. And in that situation, you better add the pellets every time you are preparing the soil for the production again.
Alvin, so what do you think the future of the sector is? Obviously, you must believe it's a pretty bright one.
Yeah, absolutely. I think as more and more interest grows in the circular economy and in using organic fertilizers in agriculture, I think that combined with the fact that you'll have more FRAS volumes coming on stream and available to buy, I think that will definitely benefit the industry in general in the future.
When can we expect widespread use by growers then?
I think we'll see widespread use in the next 5 to 10 years as higher demand for organics and organic fertilizers hit the market. I think combined with the fact that you will have people looking to use less pesticides and more organic fertilizers and soil amendments. Also, once the widespread benefits of this product become known to growers, I think we'll see more demand pick up.
And Pablo, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, yeah, I would say I have been working with chitin for a few years. Chitin is quite an expensive product if you want to buy it purified in the market. And here we have an opportunity to buy chitin in a raw stage. I think growers will see the benefits in the run that chitin is bringing some strength to the crops. It's a nice way of, let's say, help the agricultural system, the ecosystem in general. And we are going to see probably the offer of chitin driven by the demand in the next 5-10 years, heavily down into environmental consciousness, which is quite important these days.
Fantastic. Well, thanks very much to Pablo from Green Connection and Alvin from Hexafly. I'm Matthew Appleby, and this is the Horticulture Week podcast. Make sure you never miss one. Subscribe to or follow Hort Week podcasts via Apple iTunes, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. And once again, thanks and goodbye till next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.